Virginia Public Radio is underwritten by the Virginia Education Association. Teaching, learning, leading.
Governor Glenn Youngkin signed new laws creating independent oversight of the state's Department of Corrections, added reasonable limits to the use of canines in prisons. He also signed a bill by Democratic delegate Irene Shinn, which orders jails to put profits from commissary purchases and phone calls back into jail programs, not employee pockets. Here's Shinn.
Programs for rehabilitation, educational, and recreational use.
But advocates are pretty mad about some of Youngkin's other actions. Sean Winetta is with the Virginia ACLU. He helped build bipartisan support for changes in earned sentence credits, which would have gotten well-behaved incarcerated people out of state custody sooner, saving millions of dollars. And Democrats, in their conference budget, used those millions to boost victim services. But the swap didn't survive the governor's budget amendments Monday. Here's Winetta.
And it's going to be even harder to provide those victim services if the governor's slashing of victim funding.
And while Justice Forward's Rob Pogan class praised Youngkin for giving court-appointed attorneys their first raise in 20 years, he was gobsmacked by vetoes on a handful of expungement efforts. Among them was expungement for arrests that never ended with a conviction. Youngkin said it would allow offenders to avoid the consequences of their actions, but Pogan class pushed back on the idea.
How do you say that someone is avoiding the full consequences of their action by expunging a record of something they were never convicted of?
While many of the vetoed criminal justice reforms had bipartisan support, none reached a veto-proof majority. In Richmond, I'm Brad Kuttner.